You're listening to the Wells Tech Podcast, where we talk about technology that can serve the church and its work of spreading the gospel. Wells Tech is a part of the podcast network on Streams, the internet media site sponsored by the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Join the conversation by visiting our podcast website at wellstech.wells.net. It's time again for another edition of Bonus Wells Tech Goodness. This is episode 89 for Monday, August 3rd, 2009. Hello, Sally. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. I'm doing great. I'm excited because I've been having a lot of fun making e-newsletters for my congregation. So we get to share some of that knowledge today.
And funny you should be doing that because that's what we're talking about today. And a particular technology called, with a funny name, called MailChimp.
That's right. And they kind of capitalize on that, as you'll see when you watch some of the video tutorials that we link to. They have a good time with their chimp,
mascot.
What would you call it? Icon or mascot, right? Exactly. So, a lot of fun, a great tool, very, very intuitive, easy to use, and easy to get started with.
I think. It's funny, when we first launched the Together newsletter, and this was couple years ago now, I want to say. I don't know how many issues they've launched through Together. And if you're not on the Together newsletter list, together.wells.net is a place to go to get subscribed. That's basically a biweekly newsletter that comes out from the Synod with Synod news. But what was interesting to a lot of churches is the format, the template, the fact that you could put something other than just words in an email and have it format correctly and kind of a pleasing, essentially, communication tool. And obviously that's a good fit for congregations and schools who want to get the word out and put it in a kind of an e-newsletter.
That's right. And you can really enhance your communication. There's lots of things that you can share in that way. Mm-hmm. And, I just recently talked to a friend at a Wisconsin congregation who said they're actually considering doing away with their paper newsletter completely. Yep. And, when it came up at a voters meeting, it was kind of like, well, yeah, sure, that would be okay. You know, it's kind of almost an expected thing in this day and age that people communicate with this type of platform. So save a lot of money and, get the word out in a very timely fashion.
I know I read my email before I read my postal mail, certainly at this point. And so it's more timely. It's easy for me. It's easier to read. And that's the way you get a hold of me at this point is through email. So what kind of communications are congregations and schools typically sending out?
Well, I'm thinking from a congregation perspective, certainly any of the articles or announcements that would be in a regular bulletin or a monthly newsletter would be appropriate to include. Besides that, you certainly could include God's Word there.
Sure.
Send out daily meditations or things of that sort. Maybe not daily, maybe weekly, whatever. And from a school perspective, there's always school newsletters and maybe school announcements that are more pressing, like when there's a snow delay or whatever. Having that inbox connection is a real good thing.
Right. Yeah, all kinds of things that could be anything that you would send an email out or that you would publish in a traditional newsletter or a weekly service folder would be a candidate for something subscription-based. So that's an important concept here when we're talking about a tool like MailChimp. This is not just – it doesn't have to be just a one-way, I'm going to send this to a whole list whether you want it or not. You could break this out into different lists and have subscribers.
That's right. And you can send across all of your list, or you can target to specific subgroups
of
your list.
Right.
So, in our case, we set up a subgroup of just the staff members, a subgroup of the people associated with the school, be it teachers or parents or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. or even grandparents that want to keep up with the school news. So we can send to everyone, or we can choose to be more specific with our communications. And I'm thinking that some smaller groups within the congregation might want that type of communication as well, like a mom's group or the choir or that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to have this nice communication, and also the fact that it's archived online, so you can go back and look at past communication as well.
And clearly that's the better way to go. Rather than blanketing everybody with everything, be very specific. Your communication strategy should identify different groups that you want to communicate with on a regular basis. So this goes back to, you know, thinking before leaping with any kind of technology and determining who do I want to communicate with, what do I have to say to them, and then find ways to segment that through a database or through a list. MailChimp makes that pretty easy, doesn't it, Sally?
They do, actually. And when you visit our Wells Tech Wiki page, where we have links to videos and other helpful information, you're going to see that the heavy side of it is getting that list set up, getting started with your mailing list. That does take more of an initial effort, but then once you have your list set up, it's just wonderful to manage. And the users can manage it themselves. If they choose to opt out of it or whatever, they're in total control of that.
Right.
So certainly you want to, you know, spend the time, set up the segmenting and that kind of thing, so that you can target your communication to the right groups.
So maybe one of the first questions about MailChimp is, what does this thing cost? Is this really a viable solution for our congregations and schools?
Well, if you like free, you certainly can get started with a free account. Their free account allows up to 100 subscribers, mm-hmm. which may very well serve many of our congregations.
A lot of our congregations, yeah.
And you can send with that free account up to 6 times per month. So you can't send unlimited emails, but
right.
6 times per month is a pretty significant amount of communication coming out of the tool.
Right.
So that's a great way to get started. Beyond that, their pricing schedule's out on the web for $0 to $500. You can get it for $10 a month, but then there's
Not
a big
bad.
Note on that
yeah.
page that says nonprofits get a 15% discount.
Cool.
So if you send them an email, you can get a discount on that rate as well. So very affordable. And once you sign up for one of their paid versions, you have unlimited email capabilities. You don't have to have just 6 per month or whatever.
Cool. Okay. So once you're signed up for the free account or otherwise, and you've created this list, you've segmented your list, what's the process? What's next?
Well, what's nice about it is MailChimp provides you with a ton of professional templates. So if you're not a design expert, they'll help you lay out your email, you know, be it a single column or 2 columns or whatever, with a real professional look to it. If you have your own church logo or design that you want to use, you can upload that, and MailChimp will actually review the graphics and pull together a color palette for your email
cool.
that matches
wow.
your existing logo.
That's
so that
awesome.
Is a really nice feature. Way professional. Looks really nice. And of course, you can tweak anything you don't like about the color schemes or whatever. You have total control of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual creation of the newsletter is as simple as typing your data or copying and pasting it from other sources. And you can do lots of nice formatting to it. You can include links. You can embed graphics and things at different places in your newsletter. Very intuitive to work with. They have great video tutorials that walk you through the process.
Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Anything else that they should be aware of before they dive in? I can't imagine a reason not to.
Well, actually, for me, you know, all of that sounds really great, but what I was most excited and surprised by was what happens after you send your email.
Mm.
Because the back end, our reporting side of it, is just phenomenal.
Right.
Once you've sent an email, you can actually track, you know, how many people
have actually
opened it.
Is anybody reading? Yes. Is anybody out there?
Right. You can see whether they clicked on the links that you provided and what percentage of people clicked on which links as they were reading the email. You can actually see which email addresses opened the message. So just very, very extensive reporting that's part of the package.
If for no other reason, this might be a better way to go than just your traditional email client. Even if you have a small number, it really makes sense to gauge the effectiveness of your communications.
That's right. And hopefully you can learn from what you see there. And, you know, for us, there were a couple of email addresses that bounced.
Right.
So we realized that, you know, we don't have up-to-date information. We need to follow up with those members and get, you know, new channels of communication with them. So just lots of benefits on the back-end reporting side of MailChimp. And believe it or not, they have a video tutorial that walks you through all of that as well.
Awesome videos.
Yeah, very fun. They have a whole MailChimp Academy where I didn't link, obviously, to everything that they have out there. And you can get a lot more creative and a lot more in-depth with it than the easy walk-through templates and things. You can get real involved in the nuts and bolts of your email. You can actually have it scrape your website RSS feed and turn that into an email. And I think that may be what we're doing with some
together.
Of the Wells.net.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be using this on the Synod level.
Great support available from MailChimp, and I even included a link on our wiki page to a sample e-newsletter from our congregation so you can get a feel for it. One of the things I did was include their name in the text of the e-newsletter, and you'll see it there if you look at our sample, so you can really customize it to the particular person you're communicating with.
Very cool. And if you want to know more, we have all this stuff on the wiki page, wellstechwiki.wells.net. There's a BWTG link in the upper left corner. And you can just see all of the previous episodes that we've done, and would encourage you to go there and to take a look at the wonderful step-by-steps that Sally has provided. Really easy to get going. I think really help anybody who's looking to increase the reach and effectiveness of their communications.
Absolutely.
That is another episode of BWTG. Tune in later this week for our full Wells Tech podcast, where we're going to be talking about... Actually, what are we talking about? We don't know what we're talking about yet.
Actually, we do. We're going to talk about the Milwaukee Digital Media Conference.
That's right.
And Gail's going to be joining us for that. Looking forward to that show.
Beautiful. So tune in a couple days. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.